Hello, son.
I forgot that was my nickname. I was like, son.
See, our first podcast, and she already messed it up.
I was nervous.
You're nervous?
Yeah. A little bit. You know, first time being recorded talking, just making sure I don't sound like a dumbass, but starting it off thinking that you're calling me, you know, your son, as an S-O-N, not S-U-N, I think, starts with a
Yeah.
And now, for something completely different.
This is the Midnight Snack Podcast. Yeah, hi. Talk about things. Certain things in life and our views, and we're just going to see where it goes and where it takes us from here.
Yes, exactly. And part of that means you got to deal with us stony balonies. Two baked Alaskas in love.
Yeah, the Moose Top Front should have told you, eh? So I'm Moon, a.k.a. the Righteous Dude, and this is...
And I'm Sun, a.k.a. the Redheaded Healer.
Yeah. You can follow us here and there on Instagram. She sells candles, other items, and I just do me. You know, you'll find out about us as we go along. You'll learn a little bit about us here and there.
Yep. Trying to go on with the flow. We don't really know what the fuck we're doing, so if you don't either, come join us. We'll be a band of misfits.
There you go. Just like that certain Christmas stop-mation with the Island of the Misfit Toy type people.
Think of us as Sid's creations from Toy Story, right?
There you go. But, you know, if the toys see you, you get cancer. According to a YouTube video we saw. Not to make fun of anybody that has cancer, I mean, God bless you. But, you shouldn't have looked at the toys.
So that's another thing. We are two 12-year-old boys trapped in older bodies, almost. We have an age difference between us, but we don't feel it because, like I said, kindred spirits.
Yeah, perpetually 12 years old, both of us at the same time.
Which is kind of what gave the idea for us to do a podcast.
Yeah, which is a little bit about everything, you know, everything from mental health.
Yeah.
To
dark humor.
To light chicken humor. Jokes.
Yeah. Puns.
Bad puns.
Lots of weed.
Lots of weed. Different ways to smoke it. We've got Mighties, we got Puffcos, we got Stunning Glass, or Stunning Glass, as you want to call it. We got a little bit of everything in there.
Yes. Flower, dab, edible.
Delta 8, which today I don't even know what we're smoking, but we're smoking it out of Mighty. At 377 degrees, giving us a nice little body buzz going there. We got a puff go over here with some crumbs, forbidden fruit, and also some we got some stuff from another company that I used to work with called Twisted Euphoria out of Alabama. Guys are great. Check them out, boralhemp.com or twisted-euphoria.com. They are not paying me anything to do this. I'm just throwing them a free shout out.
Yes, but don't be fooled by the fancy tools we are using today, because we are, in fact, bankrupt.
Bankrupt. I like that. Say first bad pun of the year.
We have to be humble and let you know that you can just think of us as your two stoners joining you in your den.
Speaking of which, next week is 420, and I used to be in the smoke shop business. I got out of the smoke shop business, but I'm now back in the smoke shop business, working for a place in San Antonio here. Not going to tell you the name yet, because I really got to clear it with my new boss and see how it goes. Yeah, 420 is coming up. This is the weekend before 420. Easter's tomorrow. I'm going to spend the time with my youngest daughter. I ain't going to tell you her name. We're going to go see the new Harry Potter movie. And what are you going to do tomorrow, son?
Well, you know, I'm not really one for Jesus, but hey... If anyone's going to come back from the dead, I guess.
Oh, the greatest zombie story ever told.
But, you know, it brings a little bit of wonderment searching for eggs, knowing to be upset about candy. So we'll be joining the family and just kind of doing that tomorrow. Very casual. Eating, hopefully, some good food, having some chill energy, and recuperating on a Sunday.
Nice, very, very nice.
And missing you.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, that's we'll get into that in a future podcast. This is our first rough cut. So we're just kind of see how it works out, feels it out, you know, get some people to out there to know us.
Yeah, little introductory sesh right here. Seeing what it's like to have a microphone in the room with us. We think we're pretty funny when we're stoned, and we thought you guys would think we're pretty funny too.
But we also will touch on, you know, other current events too as it comes mm-hmm. by. This could turn into weekly, could turn into a daily 5-minute midnight snack, as far as we know.
Exactly. A midnight snack for the brain. Little bits and pieces of knowledge. Just something that you think about when you're on the journey that our girl Mary Jane keeps us on. You know, sometimes we're going to get deep. Sometimes we're going to get pretty surface level, but the bottom line is we're going to ride this ride, and y'all are going to be with us.
All right, guys, we're back. Our buzz is, like, kicking in now. We had to take a few minutes so we can figure out the program. It's been about a year and a half since I recorded anything. So the program's going to be kind of a interesting catch-up for me again. But, yeah, so we did that. I'm going to load up some Crumbs Forbidden Fruit into our Puffco Peak here.
Wait, Moon, I turned on your mighty again.
Oh, I gotta put a new pot in.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. See, it worked pretty good, alright.
Never mind, let me power this down. Yeah. I should have known not to disrupt the weed daddy.
Yeah, the weed daddy. That's another podcast there. I'm not the only one that's starting new adventures, new careers. Sun landed herself a new gig in her a dedicated field of study, which we won't go into until things become legal. But
right.
Her job isn't illegal. And we don't condone illegal activities.
Well, yes, I work in the mental health profession, let's just say that, and I am a professional, and unfortunately...
That means she gets paid, kids.
It means I have a master's degree and a lot of student debt is what it means. But I'm making a pretty big jump in my career here in about a week, going from one setting to the next in a huge shift, but it's also a big shift in finances too. So
yeah, she got a big fat raise, but her other place didn't give her, and that's why she left. You know, you fuck with people, you don't pay them what you promise them, you know, you're gonna lose them.
Yeah, but you know, you gotta realize that even if you have the best work environment, you are still just a cog of the machine. So you gotta advocate for you. Gotta advocate for what you need. And don't feel guilty about it. Because if your value was represented, you know, you wouldn't be leaving. So you gotta be your best advocate. That's just a little tip.
And don't be afraid to leave. I mean, yeah. If you live for the weekend, you're in the wrong profession.
And, you know, on a personal note, if you're a female or female identifying in the workplace, don't be afraid to advocate for money. You are worth that money. You are worth that raise. You're not being a bitch. You're not being bossy. You're being a boss. And get that head. Get that bread. Then leave.
Yeah, what she said.
Like we said, it's going to be an ebb and flow of energy level. I'm a huge social justice advocate. And I'm getting Moon over here to kind of use his voice in a similar fashion. Because he's got a lot of beautiful ideas for this world. And it should be nurtured. Well,
I've got a lot of good ideas in general.
You do.
But nobody wants to use most of my ideas because some of them are pretty out there. But let it be known, I'm the first guy that ever came up with the idea of a Hooters roach coach. Just think about it. Hooters chicks selling hot wings. I mean, it's just on a roach coach, on a food truck to bring it to your job site? Come on. How cool is that?
I can't.
I came up with the idea of Hooters Airlines before Hooters did. Oh, I'm sorry. that place that we won't call Hooters.
I don't know why Hooters was the go-to for that. It's probably because on my tits.
Titties. Yes, I did. I saw her tits.
Also, we are very sex positive here, so yeah, let your freak flag
fly.
My gosh, tongue twister.
I'm a freak. What's your superpower? But there's another thing. You ever get a chance to go to a freak show? There's one called Hell's a Poppin' Sideshow Review. Great show. Go see it. Buy the t-shirt. It's awesome.
Everyone be friends with Moon over here because he'll give you shout-outs whenever necessary. Yeah,
I'll give you free shout-outs. Whatever tickles my fancy.
I'm like, damn, name dropping. Hey, we got to add some street cred to this, right?
Some kind of cred? Fuck. But we're just like everybody else. Just everybody makes a podcast. It's our turn.
Yeah. More boring people have done worse things.
I mean, coming this summer, we're going to be offering t-shirts, hats, coffee cups, other different types of paraphernalia with our podcast. And we're going to got to come up with some kind of cool midnight snack slogan. If you do, keep an eye out for our Facebook page. We will have one of those up here pretty soon, and an Instagram page.
Yes. And hopefully our own brand of snacks. That'd be cool. Have a snack while you're listening.
Oh, yeah, a midnight snack. Well, the thing is, you got to get your snack ready. Just like us. I think we got one more hit on this puff pill with this forbidden fruit, Maui Wowie. I can't remember.
Well, I think what we should do is to kind of close up, take this last hit. Let's kind of share the story of your first time smoking.
Oh, my first time smoking, it was under a bridge. I was 15. It was middle winter time. And we actually knew what the stuff was called. It was called Hawaiian Red.
Oh, wow.
We had a Zippo lighter trying to smoke it out of a metal pipe, okay?
Wow.
So you guys can't see the visuals, but imagine a guy with a Zippo lighter holding it sideways and trying to light a metal pipe with it your first time smoking, not able to fucking get it lit. And then we're going, you got to hold it in a square. All right, just so we kept moving it around in a square pattern. It's, I don't know. Instead of turning the bowl sideways, that's what we did. Anyway, so we're going up the we go up this hill. This is like February in Michigan.
Oh gosh!
And so there's snow, but everything's thawing out and everything else. And so there's puddles everywhere. We go up the side of this little dirt hill, up the side of this bridge, and a big car comes through, hits a puddle. Soaks my buddy that got me high. Just soaks him to the fucking
bottom. Oh, shit.
Yeah, and I laugh my ass off. Because it's the funniest thing I've ever fucking seen. Anybody says you don't get high your first time, bullshit. Oh,
that's bullshit.
That's fucking bullshit.
That's bullshit, and my story will prove that too.
Walking down the sidewalk. I've been down the sidewalk hundreds of times because I grew up in this area. And swear to God, this sidewalk's all of a sudden at a 45-degree angle. And the only way I can walk straight is to
Matrix style.
Yeah, so Matrix style. Yeah, so imagine, or at least I think I'm doing it Matrix style.
You are not.
I could
guaranteed.
Be walking that shit straight. So we finally work our way down to a bowling alley. The bowling alley was great. It had like four video games in it. We knew the chick that ran it, she'd let us sit at the bar and order hamburgers, whatever, and eat there. We'd get free bowling all the time. But anyways, there was a foyer there, and for those who don't know what foyer is, it's a fancy white word for a space in between two doors or something like that. I don't know.
A lobby
area. Yeah, a little lobby area. A lobby for the lobby. I don't know. But anyways, we're sitting in there. A friend of ours comes up. We're laughing our ass off. He's like, come on, get up. I want to kick your ass. Come on, get up. We can't get up. We're just laughing our asses off. Finally get my shit together enough to go home. Got across a 4-lane busy highway.
Oh,
no light. I make it home, go home, pass out my bed. My dad says, I tried to wake you up to get you to go with me to pick up your mom, but you weren't getting up at all. So, but when I finally did get up, I went to the bathroom, took a leak, I yawned, and my jaw got stuck open. That's how much I yawned. Sure. I couldn't close it. And just drools coming out and everything. I was scared. I was fucking scared. But after that, I was in love with the Mary Jane. So, son, what's your story?
Well, that one right there was typical Gen X material on so many levels, but I am surprised you knew the strain you were smoking. Yeah. So that's something I can't claim for my first time. I was 18, and it was about a week after my high school.
Ooh, a late bloomer.
A late bloomer. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I didn't have a full ride to college. Education's been big for me, and I didn't want to do anything that could challenge me getting a full ride somewhere. So I was real nerdy in that way. You know, I don't regret it, but, you know, I've been in love with Mary ever since that day. But I decided, you know, I graduated high school. I got the damn scholarship. Like, it's time to live a little bit. I was friends with all the stoners. Match my mentality. I've always had the mental space of a stoner, but I decided, you know, why not? My friend had a very nice rolled blunt. It was like, hey, just inhale it. And so I did, and it was like fucking Satan went into my goddamn lungs. Oh my god. And I just fucking coughed so hard, and everyone was cheering for me. It was like five of us. All my friends had been begging to pop my fucking Mary Jane cherry because I was, you know, I was in church camp. It was fucking annoying. And this is when I was breaking free from my religion and...
All right. So let me get this straight. So you're the time of your life, and you said you were getting ready to graduate high school?
I had just graduated.
I just graduated, guy. I already got accepted into college.
Yeah.
And so it was a summer between.
Yeah, it was a summer between. The best summer probably ever, okay, honestly. The
best summer ever.
And this was the kickoff, like house party at one of my best friend's house.
So you just, first time, you inhaled Mary Jane, and it was out of a pipe? No, a blunt.
A blunt, yeah.
So it was wrapped with nicotine.
Yes.
Okay. You remember what kind of blunt it was? What kind of wrap?
Swisher Sweets.
Oh, so you went all the ghetto on that.
Hey, we were in high school, fucking broke.
Okay, so this hit you, and then it just hit you. And then,
No. So I didn't think I got high, guys. I didn't think I got high. I didn't know what high meant. I thought I was acting normal. And so...
Just what you saw on TV, like the...
I thought that's what it was going to be like, but it wasn't like that. It wasn't like how that 70s show, you know, shows it. I've had highs like that since, but that's not what I thought I was feeling at the time. And, like I said, this is a big party. This is a coming of age party. Like, everybody is doing drinking games. Everybody's, like, fucking around. Everybody's, like, lighting shit on fire, like, in the backyard, in the fire pit. Like, people are just being insane. This is like
a movie party.
A little bit, but, like, smaller scale and not where cops are gonna get involved. Yeah. Chill, but like, it's a party. It's the first party that we'd ever really been to. And I kept kind of smoking throughout, and then it just got to like where the party kind of dwindled and there was only like six of us left. And, I remember kind of seeing like lights everywhere and kind of really getting into them and almost thinking like they were fairies around me, but I didn't think I was high. Okay. And I actually hadn't really drank either. But then, like, when the six of us were there, we started having really deep conversations, and, it was...
The six of you.
The six of us, yeah, the six that were left at this party.
Oh, okay.
Like, and we were,
Well, that's what the stoners. The stoners are always the last ones awake at the party.
Yeah, well, you know, it was the hostess, and then, you know, a few of us left, and we're just having, like, these deep conversations about how we're scared about the next stages in our life, and blah, 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 and I'm, like, feeling really deep and connected with these people. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. And so the next morning, we decide to go to an unnamed, very famous and popular burger joint here in our state.
Oh, you can say the name.
Oh, Whataburger.
Nice. There you go.
There we go. Shout out.
National company now, owned by Chicago. So.
Yes, true. And, you know, I'm eating my food and I...
Remember what kind of food it was?
Yeah, it was chicken strips.
Chicken strips.
It was chicken strips with gravy, 100%. And it was the best fucking tasting food ever.
And what is it, middle of the night? Early morning?
Early-ish morning. Where they had to drop the chicken strips. Right,
so we're full-blown teen movie at this point.
Yeah, a little bit, except this is where the plot twist comes in. I'm eating, you know, everybody's really into their food, you know.
Yeah, because you're all high.
We're all high. We're hungover, all that shit. Haven't slept, you know. And... then I say, you know, guys, last night was so awesome. And everyone stops eating at the same time, turns to me, and someone goes, oh my fucking God, talk. So this whole party, I thought that I was like invested in these conversations. I didn't think I was that high. Turns out I was just really fucking creepily staring at people who were having deep conversations and I was fucking silent and I was dancing by myself and clearly tripping out. So
awesome. Well, yes. I think that's a good place to end our first podcast, our first midnight snack. Guys, keep it real out there.
Yes, keep it real. Know that you have two friends out in this universe, that you are not alone. If you need help with any mental health, don't be afraid to reach out. Somebody does want you here, and somebody does want to hear your voice. So, until next time, you guys stay groovy.
And remember, we're not here for a long time. We're here for a
good time, bitches.
Later.